Gamertag Radio listeners, join me on my exclusive session on Bright called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to start their own show, start their own podcast. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to market, how to get new listeners, etc. So join my session Tuesday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you could join and ask questions, learn from me. I've been podcasting now over 16 years. And there's going to be a lot of people there. The last session we had a lot, and we had a great conversation about how to market, to do certain things, certain tricks to get new listeners, how people could discover your show, etc. So this is your opportunity right now, exclusively on Bright. All you have to do is go to this episode under the description here, and I have the link to where you go to the website and reserve your ticket. Only have a certain amount of tickets available. It's up to you now. Want to join and meet other podcasters and other content creators are going to be also attending this event. So June 22nd, Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word, and I'll see you there exclusively, once again, live on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1135. This is your host, Danny Pena, and I have a big, big show for this week. I have the voice actors of the brand new Insomniac game, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, and I invited Jennifer Hale and also Courtney Taylor, two iconic voice actors that have been part in so many games in the past. Mass Effect. Oh my God! The list goes on. Actually, I have a whole list over here. Let me see this. Mass Effect, Metal Gear Solid, Resident Evil, etc. It's a long list. But we had over, I believe, like around 30 minutes or so of just a conversation about working on this project with Insomniac. How was it working during a pandemic? Because you know things got very, very difficult for the gaming industry to work on these projects in the, you know, last year. So we had a great conversation, and I hope everybody enjoys this. And please let me know your thoughts about it through Twitter. My Twitter handle is Godfrey, GodFree, or you can hit me up on Discord. Just join Discord channel. That's discord.gg/GTR. With there, subscribe. Join the community and just not only talk to me, but talk to everybody that's there too, man. We have a pretty good community, man. It's always active and everything. So, but before we play the interview, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe, follow us, post your review. That will help us climb the top of the charts. And other people could also discover us because of your support. So make sure to make that happen, all right? Or if you would like to be part of our family discussion, you know, E3 is going on this week. We watched Summer Game Fest yesterday. This weekend, we're going to get to see Gearbox having a digital showcase, Ubisoft, especially the big one, Nintendo and Microsoft. That's happening this weekend and sometime early next week. So you have an opportunity to send us voicemail, messages, questions, feedback, thoughts about everything that's been announced at E3. Here's how you could be part of our fan mail segment or episode here only on Gamertag Radio.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so again, we're going to play the interview right now with Jennifer Hale and also Courtney Taylor. Great, great interview. I hope everybody's enjoying this. And please make sure to download or purchase Ranch and Clank if Rift Apart if you have a PlayStation 5. This is, to me, my favorite game of the year so far. Hopefully it doesn't change. Maybe it might change later this year. We'll see. But as of right now, game of the year. It's so, so good. And the whole team, everybody that worked on this game, did an amazing, amazing job. So this is an extra bonus episode for you guys because I've been releasing now. I think this is like the fourth episode now that I've released this week for GTR. And of course, it's because of E3. So there's a lot of content coming in and out. So enjoy this. Let me know your thoughts. And we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
I love you. Hi, Jeremy. Thank you.
Hi, friend.
All right, man. I feel like I'm surrounded by legends here, so I don't know what to say. Like, I'm nervous. No, I just want to say this very quick. I've been playing the game now for 2 weeks. I finished it. Phenomenal game. You both of you and everybody else nailed it. Nailed the voice acting, everything. It felt like I was watching a Pixar movie. It was so good. Wow. So good. Loved it. That's, yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. But I'm surrounded by legends, of course. You would like to introduce yourself, Jennifer and Courtney? Let's go with Jennifer first.
I am Jennifer Hale. I am a person who does acting, and a lot of it is voice acting. And I sing, and I love Courtney Taylor. She's an amazing human, and I'm happy to be here. And it's nice to meet you, Danny.
All right. Nice to meet you, too. Courtney?
Hey, I'm Courtney Taylor. I'm also a voice actor, and I also love Jennifer Hale back, and I'm very happy to be here to talk about this amazing, cool, upcoming thing that hopefully you guys are already playing.
Yeah. we're definitely going to be talking about Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Like I said, I've been playing now for a couple of weeks, and I really enjoy the game. But let's talk about, like, how was it the process for because you both of you have worked on multiple projects, right, in the past. So how is the, like, as a person that is not in the voice acting industry, like, how that works, like, just to find the right, like, the tone of the voice for, like, each character, because every character is going to be different for you, too. So, want to go with that, Jennifer?
This was an interesting one, because I actually found out through one of the articles on the game that they listened to the auditions blind, which some people do, and I really, really appreciate it. And which means they don't know who it is. So for us, the first event is we train our butts off and we audition all the time. That is 90% of the job that we do. And in this case, I remember for me, the auditioning coming across my computer and going, and I just instantly connected to this character. And I dove in with what felt like from my heart was my way of expressing this. And that's all we can do, because this is what we get. We get a piece of paper and this is what we hear.
No noise, no sound.
Like, okay, I'm just going to go for what my instincts are telling me.
Yeah.
And so for me, I auditioned and then I started working, and I cannot stress enough how much of the beauty and strength and exquisiteness of Rivet for me came from the writing and the gorgeous, gorgeous universe and the, like, it's impossible to put a value on it. Guidance from Chris Zimmerman Salter, our director. There's just not enough I can say about her. She's one of the guiding forces in gaming today, and people don't know who these voice directors are, and she's one of the best on the planet, and she's guided me. I took classes with her, you know, 2.5 decades ago, and she's a force, and she's an extraordinary person, and she was my true north the whole time, because she kept saying, it's you. It gets me. And she would bring me back. If whenever I was a little bit off that perfect compass point, she'd go and tweak me back. And it was just glorious.
How's it for you, Courtney?
Well, it's funny, because I think I was looking back on my auditions for this game. And I think I got three of them. And I think I actually only turned in one, and it was for Ms. Zircon. And I felt the same way. I think I actually had the audition for Rivet and was just like, boop. And then completely zeroed in on Ms. Zircon, where I was like, she was supposed to be this super cool, like rockabilly Southern chick. And I was like, oh, one of my dear friends, who has another voice actor, mm-hmm. Sarah Cravens, really was sort of my, one of the options that I gave them was sort of really rooted in her and her. She's from Tennessee and she's got this big, generous heart and just wide arms, wide open. And I had no idea that she was sort of an alternate universe version of the original Mrs. Zircon. And so I just played her with, you know, I gave him a couple of different options. And what was interesting was I didn't get directed by Chris Salter. I was directed by Patrick Michalek, who was originally at BioWare and had directed me in Strangelets, which I had done just previously to this for Insomniac. And we had so much fun. We ended up kind of like taking all three of the auditions that I had given and kind of mixing them up. And she kind of turned into this sort of older version of what I had put out there. But we really crafted this idea that she really loved the spy part, the intrigue, you know, and it gave her such a great juxtaposition that she was, you know, this sort of arms purveyor, if you will. And then she also had this whole like wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing going on because she was so excited to like do this thing she had never done. So we played hard in the booth and all the writers let me improv like crazy. And I, having spent a lot of time in Texas when I grew up, just, you know, the colloquialisms and stuff, it was just one of the most fun experiences I've had.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, was this recorded during the pandemic or before? Because how was that process? Like, because probably we're very strict on who could go to the studio, or did you record this at home?
I recorded at home. And so it was both awesome because I didn't have to get dressed, but not so awesome in that I'm a terrible tech person. So that adds a whole layer of stress when all I really want to be doing is focusing on the acting part. I don't want to look at my levels and stuff. And Ms. Zircon can be very effusive. So that was like, you know, there was a lot of like, oh God, you know, and the engineer being like, please, we're like the remote engineer just being like, we're going to bring your game. Just maybe take it down four notches. But yeah, I definitely prefer going into the studio and I'm very excited to go back. And I did finish up, I think I finished up maybe one session in the studio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I started in the studio and we got a good bit done and then the pandemic hit and I bolted to originally just to visit some family for a few weeks till it all blew over and I ended up just moving. And I ripped apart the house I was in. I've talked about this before, but I ripped apart the house that I was in, the lower level. And first thing I did before I did anything for the rest of the house is I built this studio and I got killer guidance from George Whittam, who's George the Tech. And he literally designed, told me the materials, told me the you know, exact measurement, where everything needed to be. And I got him on FaceTime eventually when we, I was good at the tear it apart part, but I'm not so good at the put it back together part. That would take me.
We got a lot of pictures of Jen with a sledgehammer and it was excellent.
Where's hazmat gear? Because there was this best stuff. I now know how to remediate safely. Thank you, New Zealand government website videos. And I loved getting to use the space that I built. And when we did our first session for Ratchet and Clank here, I used this mic, which is a Bronner Phantom. And it's a beautiful mic. I love this mic, but it wasn't the same. So they ended up shipping me a little tiny mic and it goes right here on your forehead and you wear a baseball cap backwards and it's right here. And it's so great because I could look around the room, you know, and I could, because I tend to play pretend pretty hard, which I'll miss a line because I'll sort of insta-memorize it and then talk to my imaginary friends. And so that mic is killer for that. Recorded here at home. And like Courtney, I'm not a tech. You don't want me to be your engineer, but I'll be your hands and arms. One of my favorite things to do is just to turn over control of my computer to that recording window to the engineers and let them control it while I do. I've learned how to just pick certain windows in Zoom and mm-hmm. someone else controls them.
Yeah. Yes.
My thing.
That's cool. What you could tell us about, we'll go with Jennifer first, but what is it you could tell us about your character, Rivet?
I love her. She's amazing. She's the greatest. Oh my God. She's, you know, she's scrappy. She's a fighter. She's grown up thinking she's the only Lombax left in existence. She's the only one. And everyone around her has lied to her, betrayed her. It's just who they are. It's just, and you just learn to cope. And she's not, there's nothing, she's not bitter. She's not forgetting either, but she's not bitter. And she's just indomitable. She's freaking fun. And she has killer abilities. And the concept of friends is kind of new to her. And the concept of trusting robots is, wait, what? You know, so she's, I love her. These writers, we got to, they were on the, you know, they were in the meetings with us when we would record and just, God, they were just so incredible to work with. And now when I see the visuals, it's mind blowing. What has this has become?
Yeah. Courtney, what about your character? What you could tell us about her?
I mean, I think really she's just, I love the fact that she is, she's just having the best time. She is somebody who is gonna, she's sort of the polar opposite of me in that she's gonna be like, what I've got is amazing. Like, you need to come on back. Like, everything is in the service of, you know, you getting what you need. And well, maybe that's not that different.
That is funny.
But she just is like, she's that person that, or that robot that's going to, you know, get you. I just see her with like big boobs, big arms, big eyes, you know, and this big enveloping personality. And she just has a great time. And again, I mean, I feel like Jen's already said it beautifully, but it was such a lovely collaboration. It was so great to be able to bring my, time from, you know, staying in a small town in Texas as a kid to the forefront with this character and just party in the booth, just party, like throw everything out. Like, they were just ready to try anything. And I love that, because I think, you know, I have played some arms purveyors before, and they're so dark and everything. And I love all that stuff, but it was so much fun to do it completely, like, you know, this 180 to what you would expect. And it fits in beautifully with the beautiful game. I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, but I have watched some clips and I've laughed my ass off too, because nobody's figured out that Miss Zircon is me.
People
have said on the end of, they're like, I don't know who's playing this girl. And I'm like,
soon enough.
So even one of my best friends was like, I don't know who Ms. Zircon is, but she is a hoot. And I was like, it's me.
Yeah.
Great. And they're in the game, so I could say that. But
They're in the game. Yeah.
Courtney's just opened up something really cool, which I think is amazing. She and I are part of this group called What the Vox, and we're six women who've banded together to raise awareness and the profile and to lift up voice actors, each other and voice actors in general. And one of the things that, you know, that we talk about and that is so clear is where voice actors are so versatile. Like, Courtney's unrecognizable. And I've had people say, wait, what, that's you? Because they're so used to hearing me in this certain way. And no, that's me. It's 100%.
Oh my God, Hale, like, you're one of my besties. And I was like, I don't know who is playing this character, but she is so adorable. And I was trying to figure it out. And I was like, it sounds a little bit like this person, a little bit like this person. And I was like, but no. And then I remember I called you and I was like, I heard one little Hale-ism. And I was like, it's Hale. It's Jennifer Hale. I'm like, but I was like, she sounds like a really cute version of someone. And then I was like, it's a really cute version of my really cute friend, Jen Hale. She's amazing. I'm so over the moon for you. This character is so sweet.
I'm like ding 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 ding.
Yeah, but I do have to say that by even in the beginning of the game and towards also the end, like I really care about the characters, and I feel like it's so hard to pull that off from the writing, from voice acting. It's so hard. How it makes you feel like when you hear that from not only the media and especially the gamers once they start playing this in a couple of days?
It's everything. It's everything to, because that's like, I live from this place. Like, my job is to jump in and have an experience and live it fully, not to do a good performance, but to have an actual experience so that when you guys are playing, you can have one, and that people care and that they connect emotionally means to me that I did my job and that I honored the writing and I did what my director told me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And what about you, Courtney? When you hear that from a gamer, like, man, I really care about this character. Like, I think it feels so cool to hear that, man, right? As a voice actor.
It's amazing. And I have to say, it really vindicates, because, you know, I break rule number one all the time, which is rule number one is don't read the boards. But you know, you can't help it sometimes. And it kind of breaks my heart sometimes when people dismiss. Well, it always breaks my heart when people dismiss games out of hand, because I know to some degree from my friends who are developers and watching the process as much as I get to, that people put a lot of, you know, put their hearts into these games. And so, you know, people can be dismissive of how much work goes into them. And to have a game be recognized and get the amazing ratings that it's gotten. I mean, it's insane the ratings that this game is getting, but also to have people be completely on board and have it be a game that has this, like, I don't know if childlike is the right word, but like something that everybody can kind of hook into. It feels like that, that childlike enjoyment that you got from things. It's just really pure. And I love that people are hooked into it right away, even before they have played the game. It shows what an amazing job that everybody from, you know, the Folkman brothers, you know, Sam Maggs, Lauren Mee, that the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, Mary Kenny, these amazing writers and developers that put their heart into this, and it's right there. And people are like, I see that heart, and it makes me, you know, it makes me connect with that. And I'm just super excited to be a little part of it. And, you know, and I love doing stuff. I love the variety that we get to do as voice actors. And it's a shot in the arm to do a project like this when there is that sort of childlike wonder and excitement and purity and fun and just enthusiasm and, you know,
love
it.
The word that keeps coming into my head is joy. This game is like, it's joy. And it's joy if your joy is like, you know, shooting stuff and fighting, it's joy. If your joy is like friends bonding, it's joy. And one of the most...
If it's fighting the resistance.
Yes. With joy.
Yes.
One of the coolest factoids that I came across, and I can't remember who it was, if it was Sam Maggs or who, no, I can't remember who it was that put this out on Twitter, but they didn't crunch. They might have had occasional crunch moments in this game, but they did not kill themselves in the making of this game. It was done deliberately, is what I perceived, in a humane, sustainable way. And it was delivered on a timeline that worked for everybody, and nobody had to sacrifice their lives and themselves to make it happen. And I think that reads. I think that joy lives purely and solidly through this game, partly because of that.
Yeah, and I think that's very important to hear about that, because it's hard, especially now during the pandemic, like everybody's working from home. It's a lot harder to develop a game like that, you know. So it's really, really cool to hear. Was there any challenges for you two while working on this project, besides you know, not being in the studio? Was there anything?
That's the main one for me, was just managing the tech, the learning curve of managing the tech. It just takes extra you know, you were just talking about learning from home, and I don't know about anybody else, but I've had to come up with a whole new set of boundaries around, okay, stay out of, there was a time when I lived in my own basement or the lower floor where my studio is, and I would just wander in here at all hours and I was exhausted. Just like, I got to get these nails out, or I got to record this thing. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the boundaries around that, and then the new set of boundaries we had to come up with around, okay, now I'm my engineer hat's on. I know I'm about to yell. I got to adjust my DB. I should wait for the engineer, or I don't wait for the engineer to tell me, you know, all that whole new set of negotiating that extra piece of our brain.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Courtney? Was there any challenging moments?
It just reinforced what I already knew, which is that I have terrible time management and that I, you know, I'm still a work in progress on that. I think it is really difficult to work from home because you never leave your office. And I think that's the trap that a lot of voice actors fall into. The more we're able to create from home, the more you can't sleep. Okay, just get in there, you know, like permanently attached to. I think I had readers before, and I think they've gone up, you know, a few numbers because I just constantly stare at screens. But also, it just made me really appreciate that how doing other people's jobs, you know, there is a certain degree of like self-direction from home. There is the self-engineering. And I always believed, I always would joke and say, I really want to do like a musical chairs thing where we all switch jobs for a day or a week, you know, take your voice actor to work day. And so that we could all kind of appreciate how hard everybody else works and get a bigger understanding of what other people's jobs entail in this business. I certainly have had that happen. And have also learned to be a little bit more gentle with myself when things go wrong. Because I spent quite a bit of time beating myself up for not learning fast enough and not kind of, you know, knowing everything that I don't know. So, there's that, but I'm super excited to get back into the studio. I keep threatening to like kiss all the engineers on the lips, which they're cringing, but,
by the way,
yeah, just to be, you know, I'm so appreciative of what everybody does. And I'm also so much on a deeper level, so much more appreciative of how hard everybody is working under unbelievable stress, the unbelievable stress that we've had placed on us in the last, you know, I would say a handful of years, and then the pandemic on top of it. Just to, you know, be gentle with myself, be gentle with other people, and realize that, you know, this is a prime example of you never know what people are going through, and we actually did. So
totally agree.
Courtney, go ahead, Denny.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Courtney reminded me of something that did happen early on that was a little bit of a challenge in the pandemic. I think everyone was scrambling so much to get it going and get it working because there were deadlines and life was upside down. And I think we want to just put it back where it was that I remember being really clear with people when they would call to hire me. I can't be hired to do the engineer's job and my job. Number one, you don't want me to engineer. It's terrible. And number two, those engineers matter. And I think it's important to support other people's jobs and keep them working. So it was important to me to take a stand and go, not without a real engineer. I'm not cutting them out of the picture. You don't want that. You've got a million things on your mind. I recognize that, but please don't overlook this piece because it's critical.
Yeah. No, that's very important because I feel, like you said, if you don't have an engineer, it's like a domino effect. Everything will just go down after that. You know, like you want, everybody has to work together. Everybody has to be like in the same page for that, you know? So, but speaking on that, like, I know both of you have been in the industry for a very long time, and there's people that want to get into the voice acting industry. Like, would you give it like any advice for those that are up and coming? Because I wonder, how was it for you starting back in the days, getting into voice acting, especially in games? Like, was it tough for you? Was it something, a learning curve just through time or what?
Well, you know, you just sent out your cassette tape.
I remember the cassette tape. I still have mine.
Sent out your cassette tape by the snail mail and hope that someone would bring you in to do an 8-track. I don't know.
Remember, I don't know, Courtney, if you were around when they used to edit with razor blades. Because I was. Yeah.
Razor blades? Really?
Oh, yeah. You got me, girl.
We had actual tape. And you, yeah, they would cut the tape and put it together. And it was, yes, extraordinary. You'd hear,
yeah,
the...
Yeah.
And then they'd edit. I mean, crazy pants. But Courtney's, yeah, not wrong. I remember cutting and recutting my reel and going door to door and cold calling ad agencies. And okay, Danny, you just stepped right into something I'm doing. I'm launching it next week.
Yeah.
It's called Skills Hub, and it's a place where people can learn how to do this. We have a collection of incredible coaches who are... Like, you know, I'm in there coaching people from DreamWorks and Netflix, all the places. And we've got coaches for beginners to coaches for us actors who are just like, I just need a minute. And we're short form only. Anyway, skillshub.life. I want to be a voice actor.com. .life and skillshub and .com is I want to be a voice actor. Those are phenomenal places to start for people who want to learn how to do this. Yeah,
yeah, that's good. That's good to hear. Because I know you mentioned razor blade. I use scissors, by the way.
With
my butt tape.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Now, I'm very excited. You know, playing the game, I enjoy the ride. I feel like I was in a Pixar movie. I was in a Universal Disney World ride throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
And it was good. And like you were saying earlier, you could feel the joy out of the whole game. It doesn't matter if you're a gamer or not. You'll be there sitting down and just curious to see what's going to happen next. Like it was so well done. I'm very, as of right now, this is like my favorite game of this year so far. So,
wow.
Yeah. So both of you did an amazing job. Everybody else did a great job. So
everybody did an amazing job. I have to say, yeah. I also have to give a shout out to the, to Chris Zimmerman Salter, who directed Jen. She was actually the woman who hired me for my first video game and put me in my first animated series. And so I just have to say, like, there is this whole echelon of women who kind of have run this town that haven't gotten enough shout outs. They all kind of came up together and they're out there being directors and, you know, producers, and I just am thrilled to get the opportunity to learn from them. I would love to also just stress the importance of having voice directors in the room. There's so many things that they do, and I'm extremely glad that, you know, Patrick was so amazing on this, and I know Chris was too. I was sad that we didn't get to connect, but and also just the rest of the voice actors, you know, I know that this is already, you know, a really popular franchise, and I'm so excited that they, you know, kept the original, you know, James Arnold Taylor and David Kaye crushing
Armin
it.
Shimmerman.
And also bringing on some really great, you know, people who haven't been a part of the franchise yet, who I'll let you discover out there, and I'm absolutely thrilled for them as well. So I'm just really excited. It feels like this game is a gift all the way around to the games industry, to voice actors, and to fans of video games everywhere. So yeah, I hope that people get all of that.
I can't wait to see the reaction from everybody. That's I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm super hyped.
Neither can Ash.
Yeah. You know, also, you know, I was going to mention that. I was like, it will be cool to end it with, like, you know, Jennifer as Rivet, you as Ms. Sorkon. Like, I think it will be cool. You want to end it like this?
Yes, let's do it, Danny.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead. You go first.
All right, you guys, we're going to do this. It's going to be amazing, and I cannot wait for you to see it. Let's go.
There you go. Awesome. Courtney.
Before you go, honey, you got to come by Ms. Zircon to get all loaded up with the finest weapons.
Look at that. I got goosebumps. Oh, my God.
I'll come back now.
Can't wait. No, I just want to say thank you for a great conversation, by the way. It was a lot of fun. And congratulations. And I can't wait for everybody to actually play the game in a couple of days. It'll be a lot of fun. So
thank you so much, Danny. And thank you to everybody out there. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
everyone. Thank you. It was a joy.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, that was the interview with Jennifer Hale and also Courtney Taylor, man. Thank you so much. That was so much fun. I had an amazing time.
And I loved how we ended up the podcast interview. It was so, so well done. Loved it. They ended with the characters in the game. And that was like a mic drop. Honestly, one of my favorite interviews of this year for me. It's so good. I'll put it out there with the developers of the medium, etc. So much fun. Can't wait. But yeah, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this special episode of GTR. And we already have over 1,100 and what, 11? Let me see the actual episode here. I totally forgot. We have so many episodes now. So this is 1135. That's a lot of episodes. My God. So, but anyways, let me know your thoughts. Twitter, Discord, email, all that good stuff. Can't wait to do this more. This weekend, I am going to be streaming, actually co-streaming, Ubisoft, Digital Showcase, also Gearbox, and Xbox on Sunday morning. I'm going to be live with Pete. And we're also going to be recording a special podcast episode for that after. And then Nintendo. I'm definitely going to be co-streaming the Nintendo Direct happening sometime next week. I believe it's, I can't remember exactly next week, but it's early next week it's happening. So stay tuned. Follow us, twitch.tv/gamertagradio. That's where we're planning to be co-streaming everything. And yeah, see you next time. We have more episodes coming up here only on Gamertag Radio. Stay tuned. And I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.